Good morning. This is Craig Patchett from Godcast.org with Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for the morning of March 21st. John 16:32 reads, "Ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone." Few had fellowship with the sorrows of Gethsemane. The majority of the disciples were not sufficiently advanced in grace to be admitted to behold the mysteries of the agony. Occupied with the Passover feast at their own houses, they represent the many who live upon the letter, but are mere babes as to the spirit of the gospel. To 12, nay, to 11 only, was the privilege given to enter Gethsemane and see this great sight. Out of the 11, 8 were left at a distance. They had fellowship, but not of that intimate sort to which men greatly beloved are admitted. Only 3 highly favored ones could approach the veil of our Lord's mysterious sorrow. Within that veil, even these must not intrude. A stone's cast distance must be left between. He must tread the winepress alone, and of the people there must be none with him. Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee represent the few eminent, experienced saints who may be written down as fathers. These, having done business on great waters, can in some degree measure the huge Atlantic waves of their Redeemer's passion. To some selected spirits it is given, for the good of others and to strengthen them for future, special, and tremendous conflict, to enter the inner circle and hear the pleadings of the suffering high priest. They have fellowship with him in his sufferings and are made conformable unto his death. Yet even these cannot penetrate the secret places of the Savior's woe. Thine unknown sufferings is the remarkable expression of the Greek liturgy. There was an inner chamber in our Master's grief, shut out from human knowledge and fellowship. There, Jesus is left alone. Here, Jesus was more than ever an unspeakable gift. Is not Watts right when he sings, and all the unknown joys he gives were bought with agonies unknown? And that ends this morning's reading from Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, brought to you by the Godcast Network at godcast.org. This is Craig Patchett, hoping that God richly blesses your day today. I'll see you this evening.